Good evening, everyone. Looks like we're all getting settled into a nice little place. This is the first time since 2007 that we've had a student be our MC. We have Mr. Cody Boyd as our... Oh, good thing I'm yakking. I see our friends from Mary Bryan. I knew somebody who was just... It was Gabby, Mandy, Edgar, everyone else's name I don't know. And it just so happens that the only other time we had a student be an MC is usually staff. Mr. Javon Benson happens to be returning here to perform. Stand up, Javon. He was the only other student who I allowed to be an MC, but he did dress like a woman for the first half because he was acting like he was the auntie of himself. He was a Viola Hellaweather or something. And then during intermission, he changed back into himself. It was quite funny. We're letting our friends there get settled. Our stagehand today, we have Mr. Cavante Lewis, is doing some of it. He's been so busy bowling and swimming and forensicing. We also have Ms. Andrea Holman, who will be our stagehand. And she's also filling in with LT to be his partner on a little skit written by LT, and they've never really practiced it, so it should be very authentic. Because we just found out yesterday, so that will be looking forward to that. And Mrs. Christy Wyman is the person who gets everybody on deck. And Mrs. Anna Bernschneider, retired, but back to run the video up there. Everybody!
I am Cody Boyd, so MC for tonight. Yes, you're stuck with me. But you're not going to cry, you're not going to suffer. So, we got great performers, as you all just heard. I'm very excited to be your MC for tonight. This is my last year here at the school, so it's been an honor for me to be able to come up here and do this with you guys. So thank you. So, anyone ready for some talent? Yeah! You happy? Okay, without further ado, let's get started. We have all heard Danny sharing his music outside the TLC, or for any other guests that don't know, that is the Transitional Living Center. But tonight, he brings it to the talent show stage. Please welcome Danny Meza. Thank you. Good job, Danny. Did you know nothing spelled backwards is a palindrome?
No.
It's a word that means the same thing, I think. Anyway, it spells bitten, which also means nothing. Look at the matrix there. What do you get when you cross a cow and an octopus? A reprimand from the Scientific Ethics and Integrity Committee and an immediate withdrawal of the red pencil. Sir, you did wrong. How dare you? You know better than that. You're fired. Yeah. Okay. Let's get on with some more performances. The title of this song Renaya Taylor is going to perform says it all. This girl is on fire by Alyssa Taylor. Give it up for Renaya!
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Higher than a fantasy, blown like a highway. She's living in the world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, cause she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got her feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh,
man. This girl really is on fire. Here's your hint, audience. Carrie Underwood. Who can our next performer be?
Gina.
You are correct. That is Sarah Shoemaker performing Ghost Story by Carrie Underwood. Dried out riverbed. Extreme rafting. This next young man is a newcomer to the stage. He is bubbling over with enthusiasm to perform for all of you. Please welcome Shadrach Springer singing Hit the Road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
I'll be back on my feet someday. Don't care if you cause it's understood. Ain't got no money, ain't that no good.
Well, I guess if you say so,
I have to pack my things and go. That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. What do you say? Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come
back no more. Great job. That was excellent. We love to watch this young lady dance. Here is Anya Doe dancing to Made You Look by Meghan Trainor. Why the ocean is so salty. The land never waves back. Okay guys, this next one is an important one. Chica Rico has been keeping this song a secret until tonight. Here she is to sing You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
Babe, this is for you.
Someday they said I'm there.
test. Man, that was powerful.
Anyone can see it wrong?
Yeah? Well, let me tell you, IFBI, you're still the one I want. You know why? Because you taught me, you're teaching me how to be independent, and what you're doing is trying to build my confidence. So thank you. Our next performer is another newbie to the stage. He asked Mrs. K at least once a week if she knows how to play it, this song. Well, Alex Schilling obviously knows it. Here he is to perform Country Roads by John Decker. Yeah.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Great mountains, back in the Lord River. Life is old and older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. Gathered round her, mindless lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painting on the sky, misting to the moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
To sing Warrior by Avril Lavigne. Welcome, Kaylee.
Thank you. I've rattled 'cause I've shattered all of this before.
to the night, and I won't give up. I will survive. I'm a warrior. And I'm stronger.
Hey guys, did you hear about the person that got hit with a can of soda? Oh, they're okay. It was a soft drink. Bradley Isham loves to sing. Let's see. And he's going to sing with one of our paraprofessionals, Miss Jeannie Zoli. Okay, so here they are to perform Right on Time by Brandi Carlile, Miss Bradley and Miss Jeannie. Mr. Bradley and Jeannie. Bradley, that was awesome. That was amazing. Let's keep this going. So, our next performer is new to our stage. She first sang on the staff number at the Christmas program, and the students loved her voice. She asked me to do this for her. Tonight, the great, magical, mystical Miss Andrea Holman will be performing, and my grandma loves this artist, I think, but she will be performing The Rose by Bette Midler. One of her favorite songs, God Is In The Story, by Katie Nicole. Haley Wagner!
Even in the broken hearts, He holds my heart. He never.
Haley. That was awesome. I got a little story for you. A guy got a new sailboat for the first time and got caught in a storm. As the waves tossed the boat around, he fumbled for the radio. Hello, Coast Guard? I'm in my new sailboat and I'm caught in a storm. This is the Coast Guard, they answered. What is your current position? The guy thought about it for a second, then replied, curled up on the deck and crying. Why? Golf Man is back. Last year, Hayden Snyder showed us with his scarf juggling talent. Tonight, he has incorporated the scarves into the telling of The Tales of the Simpsons. Hayden Snyder.
Hernandez. Some of us have spent almost as much time in Springfield as we don't have in our own hometowns. But much has changed in the decades since. The Simpsons first aired on Fox in 1889. But certain things never grow old, which led to an even more significant discussion. How much do you know about the show? This book, The Simpsons Fun Facts, will provide you with many facts about your favorite series. Season 4, Episode 12. Marge vs. the Monorail. This episode opens with a parody of the Flintstones opening song as performed by Homer, who later serenades Marge with a line from the folk song, The Riddle Song. Marge vs. the Monorail features one of the Simpsons' most iconic cameos ever from Leonard Nimoy, but he was first producer's first pick to appear. As we know, Marge wanted to use Mr. Burns' $3 million to fix Main Street shoddy roads, though it unfortunately goes to the monorail. You should have written a song like that, guy. However, as YouTuber MK Instrumentalist points out, when the anchor cuts through the road, the puddles all vanished, which is unfortunate, as they could have actually been instrumental in Homer's M's anchor, saving everyone's lives. Towards the end of the episode, we learn that the town charter says Chief Wickham shall receive one pig every month and two commonly lesses of virtue true. Marge vs. the Monorail was directed by future Oscar winner Rick Moore, who won an Academy Award for his work on Zootopia. In later years, Marge vs. the Monorail would also spawn some of the most popular Simpsons memes. The Simpsons family. Facts. Homer Simpson. Did you know that Homer Simpson is banned from every U.S. state apart from North Dakota and Arizona?
Yay!
Homer's full name is Homer J. Simpson. He was born on May 12, 1956. He was raised on a farm by his parents, Abraham and Mona Simpson. His favorite places to hang out are the Quickie Mart, Krusty Burger, and Moe's. Homer's favorite things to eat are hamburgers, hot dogs, and of course, donuts. He first met Marge at summer camp. Greatest quotes. I'd rather let a thousand guilty men go free than chase after them. Chief Whip. You lost your dog. Well, crying isn't gonna bring him back unless your tears smell like dog food. So you can either sit there crying and eat can after can of dog food until your tears smell enough like dog food to make your dog come back. Or you can get there, go out there and find your dog. Homer Simpson. Me fail English? That's impossible. Right. And did anyone have any questions about the Simpsons?
Uh-oh, Chad back.
So my question is, how can it be possible to have food dog perfume when you can't put dog food on you? That's impossible. It's part of the
act. I'm
terrible. Gage. Thank you for
first off, good job, Spotman. Good job. Julian Ellis, an old-timer, and Peyton Myers, a newcomer, have teamed up to perform for you. For those of you who do not remember, you would have to put money into a payphone to make a call if you were not around a landline. Of course, this was before you had cell phones, latest iPhones, you know. But listen as they sing about a young man's experience with a payphone. They will be performing Operator by Jim Croce, Julian and Peyton.
Operator, could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Living in LA with my best oldest friend, Greg. The guy she said she knew well and sometimes hated.
Isn't that the way they say it goes?
Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell if I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. Take it well, I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Could you help me place this call? I can't read the number that you just gave me. In my eyes, you know it happens every time. Think about the love that I thought would save me. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget our lies and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I'll overcome the blow, learn to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. That's not the way it feels. Forget about this call.
There's no one there who I really wanted to talk to.
Thank you for your time, for you've been so much more than kind. You keep it dying.
Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I'll overcome the blow, learn to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Sorry about that. Thank you, guys. You guys are fine. You guys did awesome. Operator, help him, please.
Cody, where do you put the quarter on your cell phone? How do you put money in there to call?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay.
Well, I guess you can use Cash App. I would say conversational these days. What do you mean? Sydney Horn always impresses us with the feeling that she puts into her singing. Tonight, she will be performing Rainbow by Casey Musgraves. Sorry. Go to party.
It's hard to breathe when all you know is
Nevaeh Shores has found an audience participation dancing song for you for tonight. Please stand up so you can dance with her, dancing to Ice Cream Freeze, Let's Chill by Hannah Montana.
Thank you.
two check. Okay. Awesome job, Van. Awesome job. Okay. While we wait for our next performer. Here's our next performer for you. Now here's something new to our stage. So when you're in a parade, you're likely to see a marching band and they have color guards. And what they do is they twirl these flags as they go through the parade route. So Miss Christy Wyman is going to do some flag twirling and rifle twirling. She was going to have a couple more people to do with her, but they were not able to be here tonight, sadly. So please welcome Miss Wyman performing to Footloose by Kenny Loggins. Okay, you did good. You did good. Now, Mrs. Wyman always takes me to see the drum line every Wednesday. So, let's thank her for that. Hang on, 1 second, folks. Our next performer is always writing new songs for his albums. This one has a very catchy little tune that you might want to do so long with. Here is Getting So Fly by Tayshawn White. Let's do it. Let's
talk about it. Give it a blues on my
do, 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 do. I'm just Tilo rolling around and I be looking so fly. I really wanted giving her so wet that she cried. You should have known when I met her, was it gonna try? Do, 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 do. I'm just Tilo rolling around and I be looking so fly. I didn't want to give her so much that she cried. You should have known when I met her, wasn't gonna try. Nowadays, people, they just trying to step my flow. T-Log on the rise, put them hundreds on the flow. And I'ma always be the one that's counting hella paper. I can't do that, I can't worry about a hater. Do, 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 do. I'm just T-Love on the rest and I be looking so fly. I didn't want to give her so wet that she cried. Should've known when I met her, was it gon' try? Do, 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 do. I'm just T-Love on the rest and I be looking so fly. I didn't want to give her so wet that she cried. You should've known when I met her, was it gon' try? I be doing this and I be doing it only for me. And I'm not doing it for nobody else, not at all. And all that drama that you get, no, I'm not involved. I'm counting money, spending verses in the trap, huh? Do, 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 do. I'm just T-Love on the rise and I be looking so fly. I didn't want to give her so wet that she cried. You should've known when I met her, was it gon' try?
Hey, I'm dropping the Ezra Lane single for my album tonight, so y'all get ready for that. I'm gonna put a link on my Facebook page, though, for real.
Our next performer, Javon Benson, graduated in 2007. He came back for the 175th birthday gala to compete in the music competition. He has written a catchy number, Play It in the Sunshine. Now, even though I don't know you or remember you, Mr. Javon, I heard you had an awesome voice. So put your hands together for Javon.
How y'all doing? I am home, ladies and gentlemen. I am home. First of all, I would like to thank everybody. I feel so comfortable in this. I've been enjoying myself, and I just want to say that keep reaching for the stars, y'all. I love it so much. So now before we start, I need some help with the audience. Can somebody, y'all help me? All y'all have to do is remember three words. Taste the sky. Can you say it?
Taste the sky.
Sometimes in the song I'm like, what we gonna do? And y'all gonna go, taste the sky. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
So what we gonna do? Taste the sky. One more time. What we gonna do? Taste the sky. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
I love it. Go ahead and hit that. Give me some volume on that, Ms. K. Oh, I love this so much. All right, we go. Yeah. Y'all hear that? All right. Might need a little bit of a volume. If we can. There we go. What we gonna do? Take the sky. There you go. There's something soaring. There's something he does. I can feel this fire deep inside of me. Everybody's looking for a spiritual type of love. If you got that mystery, boy, I got that remedy. Let's play in the sunshine, natural light. We be dodging raindrops, catch a sky. Open up and feel your purple light. Let's play in the sunshine, taste the sky. Y'all get it? Ooh, we shot, shot, coo, coo, yeah. All the people sing together. We're gonna play in the sunshine, it's summer. What a wonder. It's summer. What a wonder. Hey, there's something cooking. There's something heating up. Something about that smell just like my mama made. We fuckers can know that the divine gave us enough. But if your tongue's back, don't pray begging for another day. Hey, natural high. He can't catch the sky. What we gonna do? Stop, stop, there you go. Ooh, we shot, shot, do, do, yeah. All the people sing together. We're gonna play in the sunshine. It's summer. Wonder. It's summer. Oh, we can't wait till the sun comes up. It is one day till the sun comes out. We can't wait till the sun comes out. Everybody sing when the sun comes out, yeah. We can't wait till the sun comes out. We just won't stay when the sun comes out. We can't wait till the sun. What we gonna do? Take a stop, stop!
Love that.
Ooh, we shot, shot, do, do, yeah. All the people sing together. Hey. Oh, it's summer, what a wonder. It's summer, what a wonder. We gon' play, yeah. All the people sing together. Gonna play in the sunshine. Summer, what a wonder. Ooh, summer. We gon' take the sky, yeah. What we gon' do?
Take the sky,
yeah. What we gon' do?
Take the sky.
Come on, y'all do loud, man. Come on, y'all. What we gon' do?
Take the sky.
Give it to me one more time, y'all. What we gon' do?
Take the sky.
Man, y'all, I love y'all.
Thank you, Devon. That was amazing.
You're right. This is a great school, isn't it?
So, guys, how do you like what we've seen so far tonight?
Yeah.
We haven't had our next performer on the stage for a few years, and we are very glad to have her back. Miss Courtney is here to sing Works of Art, by Shannon Wexelberg. She will be accompanied by Mrs. Kulico.
My father, and I.
in chains of you. Play me, sing through me a melody. So when they look at me, they will only see who you are, created in your work of art.
Good voice, Miss Courtney. It's no wonder she performs in our staff numbers on our Christmas programs.
Yeah.
It's about time we had some sports news at this talent show. LT Spears has written this next act and is performing it with Miss Holman. So please enjoy the sports show by LT and Miss Holman.
Unfortunately, I have a public service announcement, okay? This talent show has been taken over, it's been hijacked. This is now the Sports Spears Show, okay? So allow me to reintroduce myself. I am LT Spears, and everyone knows that I know everything about sports, and I absolutely love them. And I want to spread my love of sports with everyone because I think sports are awesome. So I'm gonna give you a freebie.
Yes.
First freebie, a pinch hitter in baseball is when you have one person that's going to bat and another person steps in. I mentioned that because shout out Greg, because he's sick, but he's not here. But we got the wonderful Mrs. Holman here who did a great job singing, and so she stepped into his place. So, please welcome Mrs. Holman.
Very quick moment of briefing myself on all of these wonderful sports, but I'm sure I have a lot to learn yet.
I hope so. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't think you heard me. I said, are you ready?
Monday Night Football or something like that?
Monday Night Raw, not football.
Oh, is that what it is?
Great. So, hey, now we're already off to a great start. You see, if this first episode of the Spears Sports Show go well, we might take us on tour, but this isn't off to a hot start. So, Mrs. Holman, do you know anything about sports?
Well, of course. I went to the store and did some research.
Okay, awesome. What do you know?
Well, I know that Babe Ruth is, I think, on a baseball team, but you know what I also found at the store? Babe Ruth candy bars.
I hate to inform you, but I believe the baseball player was hitting home runs way before the candy bar was invented.
Yeah.
But that's correct. You know anything else? What else?
Well, I know that there's like a football player, something about Kelsey Travis?
Travis Kelsey. Great job.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter to me. I just like Taylor Swift.
That doesn't matter. You know anything else?
Well, I know about this James Woods, a professional golfer.
No. LeBron James, that's his name. He plays basketball. Do you mean Tiger Woods? He plays golf.
Tiger Woods? What's a tiger doing playing golf?
No, I'm sorry. You misunderstand. No, that's his name. Like CeeDee Lamb, he plays football for the Cowboys.
What? A lamb plays football? Does the lamb run from the tiger playing golf?
No, the lamb or tiger don't play golf. No, it's just their names, like Mike Trout and Tim Salmon, who both play for the Angels in baseball.
I didn't know that fish could play basketball.
I should have got a different guess. No, it's their names.
Oh, I might get it.
You do?
Maybe.
Okay, it's wait.
The fish gets to chase the lamb, who gets to be chased by the tiger. Then I guess that's how sports work.
Not quite. There's no lamb fish chasing tigers. Okay. Let's start from the top. I have to get the show back on course. There are 124 major league professional sports teams in North America. They are spread across four main sports. Do you know what they are?
Everybody should know what they are, right? I do them every day, like eating, sleeping, breathing.
They're baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. No one watches hockey. Basketball more of Canada's thing. There's also sports like golf, goalball, track, swimming, and soccer.
Hello? Nobody really knows what soccer is supposed to do.
I don't know what it is either. No one watches it that either. It's more in Europe. It's also called football, but it's less popular and less fun than American football. Like any Bears game is better than a Man City game.
Ouch.
Although United is pretty good.
Ouch, LT. I don't know if they agree with you on that one, buddy. I didn't know that Bears could even play football.
Well, first off, it's my show, so I don't care what the fans think. And also, no Bears play football. That's the name of the team. Just Barry, don't play football. Just like the chicken nuggets, don't actually play basketball.
Okay, wait a minute here.
And the Red Sox and the White Sox, those aren't actually socks playing baseball.
So you mean that if you don't launder your socks, that they don't go really, really like solid and start playing like a basketball? Oops. So, you know, I guess I just don't understand why there's a team that's called Wizard, and like, Wizard is like Harry Potter. So, does Hogwarts, do they have a basketball team?
Unfortunately, no. Any other questions?
Oh, LT, is that an open question? I mean, sure, what's a touchdown? And, you know, a home run, are they the same or are they different? Where do they come from? Who made these things up? Like, I lay awake at night wondering about all this fun stuff about tic-tac and cricket. Is it an insect? Is it a game? I have no idea. And Roku and Adagoo-goo-goo and... Anyway, another thing is, when I used to play sports, because, you know, I did play in college and... Well, you know, it was a lot of fun. But I never understood. Are you telling my age, LT?
I didn't say anything. I just said
my age and which words. Ooh, burn. Tell me, LT, why are the referees and the umps so horrible about calling the games?
We gave him permanent trauma. Well, I give up, okay? I can't teach anyone sports. I think I should just cancel this show. The show only had a pilot episode, and we're going to have to cancel it. So I'll try my hand at something else. So I'll see you on a baking show or something. Thanks, everyone.
Because it's time for our next performer. Gabe Gretzen fell in love with the arrangement and words of his song, when concert choir and staff performed it at last year's spring program, excuse me. You know, for anyone who wasn't here, you know, the original one by Bob Dylan's kind of twangy, you know, has that kind of sound to it. You know, we didn't like that. So we went to a more prettier version of it. So, Gabe will be performing, and as a solo, So we slowed the tempo down, and it worked perfectly. Here is Gabe to sing Times They Are A-Changin', accompanied by Miss Kulika.
Thank y'all. They are a changing.
Okay, guys, I have some horrible news. Well, not horrible, but sad. That was our last performance. I know. It's sad, but it's true. I'm gonna end this show, whatever we do. Put your hands together, Miss K, who makes all this together. Also, thank you to Mrs. Wyman for making me be independent and taking mass transit over here so I could do this for you guys. Really building my confidence. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you to my mom and grandma for coming over and watching. Even though they didn't have to. But, you know. Okay. And thank you to all the RCWs and everybody, all the parents. Thank you to some of the people that might have came from Millie Bryant. Thank you guys for coming down. Yeah, and most importantly, give a big one for all these performers! Yeah. Woo! You guys did awesome! Yes, and thank you to Ms. Holman Midler. Okay, now before I leave, I have one more joke to top it off. I just realized it's been years since I did the Hokey Pokey. I guess I just forgot what it was all about. Okay. Again, thank you to everybody who came. Thank you to all the performers. Thank you anyone that was dedicated. Thank you to Mrs. Wyman, all the stagehands. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, I'll see you here on the IFBI stage.